Great getting me water today.
Cold or hot?
Hot water. I didn't let him get it before because I was waiting for Dr. Harris. But when you don't come, you don't come. A whole week he hasn't been there with me.
It's 6 o'clock.
Thank you. Okay. We are 5 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Thank you very much, Dr. Bright. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yisaimim ein tzrichim prosbo. Yisaimim, that means Yisaimim ktanim. Now, halachically speaking, a yasim is somebody who's not capable of caring for himself. Until then, he has a lack of a yasim. I mean, people, Rachman al-Aflat, everybody loses their parents sooner or later, right? So does everybody have a lack of a yasim? Teretz is, as long as they're not mature enough to handle their own affairs, they're treated like Yisaimim. But the thing in this Gemara, it means Yisaimim Ktanim, meaning people that are really young. Ein Tzrichim Prosbo. They don't have to write a Prosbo. It's an automatic. The Chayim Tani Rav Abi Bar Chama Yisaimim Ein Tzrichim Prosbo. Why not? The Rabbi Gamliel will be Zinai Avi and Shay Yisaimim. Because the Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezin, meaning any Bezin, act as the father of the Yisaimim. Automatically, all debts owed to Yisaimim are under the jurisdiction of Bezin, who steps in a guardian role for the Yisaimim, automatically. Even if they appoint a guardian, but again, it's through the court system, and therefore it's as if they were Maisish the rights of Lebezin, automatically. Rashi, Ein Tzrichim Prosbo, Rashi is the first narrow line. She'ein shvias m'shametes choyim shel avi en ames. Shmita, Dr. Bray got me water. Dr. Harris, you lost out.
I knew you
were
here.
Oh, you knew you were here, yeah. I thought you went away today because you haven't been here all week. We weren't together all week, you know what I mean? She'ein shvias m'shametes choyim shel avi en ames. Shmita is not m'shamet the debt of their deceased father. Why? The heads of Yisrael every dar. They're in charge of the assignment of their money. Why did they pick Rav Gamliel? It's every Nasi. When this halacha was said, right, when Rami Bar Chama said this brisa. Now, when was this brisa written? Rabbi Bar Chama said Amayra. But when was this brisa written? In the days of Rav Gamliel. Well, the Rabbi Bar Chama brisa. But it's not Hassam. Ein kais from Prosbo, ela la karka. Prosbo can only be written if the borrower, and the Gemara is going to fix this injustice, but let's take it simple. The borrower has to have land. Im ein lai, what if the borrower doesn't have land? The lender gives a very little piece of land to the borrower. He asks somebody, do me a favor, acquire an inch in my land for the borrower. That way the borrower has land, and therefore I can write the prosbo. Now, there's a few issues that have to be taken care of. First, we want to know why is this halacha true. Why did Chazal insist that the borrower have land in order for the takana of prosbo to work? Dr. Ashi, ela la karka, im yesh karka la loiva, the leitiknu, ela, here is Rashi's line. Dr. Ashi, the leitiknu, they didn't make the takana of prosbo, ela bizman shachoyv kishar roiv shtaris. When the debt is like most shtaris, shehe nigvim in akarka, davi milsa de shricha, mostly, people lend other people money when there is land by the borrower. People rarely lend money to people who own no land because you feel that you are more secure when there's land. So if you take a poll of the majority of loans, are they lent to people with land or without land? It's with land. And Chazal made the Takana Prosbo to look like most loans. And therefore, they said, you need land. Kedamina b'kama duchti, the b'milsit loy shchicha le'avad rabbana takanta. Things that don't happen frequently are usually not included in the rabbana takana. loans without land is a very infrequent thing. Therefore, it was not covered, not because they couldn't, but because they didn't. They didn't cover loans without land. Even though the land is not worth the amount of the debt, because it's talking about kame, karka koshu, any amount of land. We said this earlier. It was Negeya, how much, we just had this a few blood ago. How much land does the person need? What was the shaila there? What? Right. By taking tumas and maestras, collecting from tumas and maestras, he has to have land. We said any amount of land. Because it's based on a story in the Gemara and Ksubas that somebody owed money and he died and his Yisayman gave, he owed $100 and the land was for $50. And the Yisayman came and paid him $50. I'm sorry, gave him the land for $50. Then they came back and said, we'd like to redeem our land. And they gave him cash. So the halacha was, he can go collect the land again. If they would have said, we're buying the land, then they wouldn't be able to collect again. But as long as they're redeeming the land, it still remains part of the father's estate. So the same land can be used to pay both halves of the debt. That's the Gemara and Ksubas. So from there we learn that any amount of land theoretically can cover any amount of money. If set up correctly, the lender can collect from the borrower the whole debt with a little bit of land because it's worth $2. So he collects it for $2. The guy comes and says, can I redeem my land? Once he redeems it, he can collect it again.
Redeem it for money.
So it's not considered, even by Yisayman, for sure by the borrower himself, because even if he buys more land, he has to pay his debt. But even for the Yisayman, as long as it's redeemed, it's still considered part of the original estate. And it can be used to collect multiple times. Now, sooner or later, the assignment will catch on that if they keep on redeeming it, they don't get a thing. But meanwhile, it can theoretically happen. So therefore, it's included in the takana. Whereas if there's no land, that's a milsim le'shchicha, and a milsim le'shchicha, they didn't encompass in this takana. That's what Rashi is saying. Yes, doctor.
The reason that they did not steal, because you don't lend with it without land. The lender knows this is not really, they don't have it, so it's like a loophole. It's not, he's giving him initial land, but he doesn't have it.
Again,
why does he lend with no land? Because the guy is not likely to get paid.
So this is what Rashi tries to answer by saying land can cover any amount of a loan. If done, it could theoretically cover any amount of a loan. Because as long as the guy gets his land back, let's not talk about your assignment. You can recollect it and recollect it and recollect it. And let me try to explain. People like to get land. So when they pay with land, they want that land back. So they come and buy it back or redeem it. And they can collect it again. So even though, practically speaking, I don't know if the guy will buy it back, but it's possible and therefore it's included in the writing of the takana. You're right. But the fact is, he has land. And most loans have land. That's all right.
He has an inch of my land.
He has land. Now he has land. It's a loophole. You're 100% right. It's a loophole. In fact, let me just go to the next Rashi. The man like Karka Leleva, but that came on Malva Karka Koshu, but that's the day. So here, the Mepharshim speak out, a little bit of a problem. The reason, I want to give Dr. Brain a present. I can go over to Dr. Harris and say, be kind to this for Dr. Brain. The reason it works, it's beneficial for Dr. Brain to receive a present. That's the assumption in the world. People like presents. I know tzaddikim don't like presents, say them atonis yichra, we got that. That's why I didn't use Rabbi Kohn as the recipient of the present. Right? But most people like presents. They like presents, and they want to be kind. Here, the present is a detriment. By receiving the present, now the prosbo works. Had he not received this inch of land, the prosbo wouldn't have worked, and the loan would have been canceled.
He would have lent him.
Again, he lends him money. He sees Shemitah is coming. He decides to write a principle. But the guy needs land, and he doesn't have land. So he gives him land as a present. Right? But he doesn't go to the guy and give him land. He goes to somebody else and says, be kind an inch in my backyard for Pliny. And the guy's kind of for Pliny. It's detrimental.
Because he wouldn't have lent out originally. He wouldn't have lent him out originally if he couldn't go through his own Shkodayra.
So the Mepharshim answer that everybody likes to receive a present. Granted, in this case, the present has an unintent, as far as the recipient is concerned, a consequence that's not so positive. But be'etzem, he wants land. Everybody wants a present. In this circumstance, he's better off without the present. But since everybody likes to receive presents, it's called a schus anyway. They don't answer Rabbi Cohen's answer. That's the answer they say. So you know Raya because you don't want presents.
No one should want presents.
Right. That's not trying to say so.
Isaiah is ancient, but I mean, without it wouldn't guarantee the loan. People would not extend the loan, so that's for the benefit of the borrower, no?
I hear. I said, I don't know, but they don't give that direct, but I hear. I'm not arguing with them. You notice I did not dispute his answer. I just said they don't give that answer. Nothing in my mind. The main line, Mizakeh Basuk Sadeh Koshu. Frek the Gemara Kama Koshu. What is a Koshu? I'm Rav Chia Barash and Marav Avila Klach Shukruv. One stalk of a cabbage. I'm Rav Yehuda. Afilu Hishiloi Mokum Latana Lakarayim. Even if he doesn't own land, but you lent him land, he borrowed land for use, that's considered enough land to be included in the prosbo. Kaisun ala prosbo. Rashi, the tanner, lanir by tanner a karayim a metalkalim, to put down a movable oven or range. Fracting of our any, Vatani Hill, en kaisun prosbo ala atis nakabuvat. Hill said, a prosbo can be written if a guy owns a flower pot with a hole. That's considered attached to the ground, so it's considered he owns ground. But if it wouldn't have a hole, it's not. Even though it's sitting on the ground, he must have borrowed place to put it down. So if borrowing place to put something down is considered enough, so even if the flower pot has no hole, but it's sitting somewhere, and wherever it's sitting, he has rishus to put it, so why isn't that good enough? Let the land under the flower pot be considered land, because he has right to put his flower pot there. And for the Gemara, by Maya, it can become my. And for the Gemara, Leitricha de Manach Asichi, it is on pegs, meaning he put it on pegs. He had no, the pegs were there. Somebody had pegs in his ground. He put it down on somebody's pegs. He has no right in the land. He has a right to use the peg. It's like he put it on the table. It doesn't have a, he didn't borrow the land. The peg was there, the table was there. He just asked, can I put my flower pot on your peg? Wow. And since it doesn't have any hole, it's not attached to the ground, and therefore it's not considered he has any land. Let me just do Rashi. Don't trash. Hotani Hill Hamaira Hava. Now this hill is an Hamaira. Rashi is pointing that out because I don't know what Rashi said. I guess it wasn't Hill the Tana, because then I'm not sure why Rashi says he was in Amayra. Ela Otis Nakuv, Chumachuber, Kochkin Al Karka Atzmim Shalayu, Hekim Akaima, the Makaimai, Oishalayu, Oishalulai. Either he owns the land under the flower pot or he borrowed it. However, Otis Shalayu, it's his flower pot. The Manach Asichi Agabi Yesedis, Vena Karka Shalayu. Hekim Nakuv, Havakim Achuber.
So then it won't be a nafkamina if it's an utzah, so not a, if it's a flower pot or not.
If it's a flower pot,
it could be anything
hole,
that he has resting on someone else's land.
Again, That's what the Gemara is answering. That if it were on the land, it wouldn't make a difference if it has a hole or not. He borrowed the land. But if it's on pegs that are there anyway, that means he didn't borrow the land. He borrowed the top of the peg. That's not land.
So the artist and Nogov is not, that's not the, it's anything that's sitting
knuckle
on the ground. It doesn't have to be an artist's knuckle.
Not with a hole, it's considered land. Even if it's sitting on a peg. The land in the flower pot is land. If it's any knuckle, it's not considered land.
Right. I'm saying, so it could be anything else. Doesn't make a difference.
Again, anything else is like lots of chain and knuckles. The chiddush is the
knuckle. Right, so if it's sitting on someone else's land, he has a shovel, and he left a shovel, and he has a shovel on someone else's property.
That's good enough.
Right,
because
okay,
he borrowed the land.
Right.
Yes.
Nothing else?
Meaning, in contrast to Atta Chain and Uncle.
Oh, but what Rashi said was Kol Shekein Al Karka Atma. So,
Rashi doesn't want you walking away saying that to write a principle you have to own a flower pot. What if you own land without a flower pot?
Why would you be writing on the flower pot?
You're not. You're not. Rashi's bothered with the word Ella.
Okay.
Right. And you wanted to walk away saying, theoretically, that the only way you can write a principle is if the guy owns a flower pot. But if he owns land, that's not good enough.
Certainly, you can write it on there. Oh, that's what you mean.
Yes.
Every person lives somewhere, right? So wherever he's living, it's either borrowed or rented or owned. So why is it going to the case of flower pot? Everybody has some land that they're living in somewhere. But,
I mean, where is he sleeping?
Where
he's homeless.
He's still borrowing land somewhere to sleep.
He sleeps in Shul. Shul is owned by community. You don't borrow it. You just have rights to use. It's not called borrowing it. You're asking a good question. I don't have a better answer. He's living in a public area, which he doesn't have any right ownership to use. It's like public. Whereas if he borrows from somebody, then he's borrowed somebody. Here he didn't borrow anything. Just that's what might be an answer. What? I can't hear you.
Sounds like a good answer. Why is it a good answer?
I didn't say it's not. If I said it, I obviously I think it is. Can't think of a better answer. That's what I was trying to say.
The whole principle was that the people should lend, right? So now we have to tell this guy, a lender, oh, I just want to tell you something. Again, we're trying to make it easy for the guy. We're trying to make it easy for the guy. There's no guidelines. You think it? Oh, I'm saying you got to give. What? I'm lending the money, and now I've stopped mocking this part of my land. Why would we even go through all that? And this is a shkiyach, low shkiyach. What would the Chazal wouldn't?
Well, how do you know what Chazal would or wouldn't? They obviously did. They obviously did.
No, but
Machmash is right. Every takana has guidelines.
But it's a guideline.
It covers 95% of the loan. I just made that up, but it covers 95% of the loan.
Guidelines for something that doesn't have any logic to it.
Yes, it does. They wrote the takana for the a common loan.
Which
have land, that's correct.
Because most people have land, but that's not. We're trying to get everybody involved.
Stop picking my mic. I'm glad you're stopping. Ravashi Maknile Gidma de Dikla. Ravashi used to give his borrowers a stump of a cut down date tree. It's land. not worth much, but it's land. The cost of a lay principle. Now, here comes the next Gemara, a Chiddush Nifla, but we'll do it anyway. It's a Gemara. Rabbanon de Be'Ravashi, the Rabbanon in Ravashi's yeshiva, Masri Milay Ladadi. They didn't write a principle. They verbally gave over their loans to a bezin. Rabbi Yenison, Masri Mili Le Rabchia Barabba. He verbally gave it to Rabchia Barabba. It obviously there were two other people there or one other person there. Amalate Shrikh Namidi according to many sheets, so I shouldn't say according to everybody. Amalate Shrikh Namidi Akhrini. I need anything else? Amalate Light Shrikh. Now, here it's a problem. Where did this come from? Where did it come from that you can verbally give your loans over? There was a takana called Prusbo. Where is the Prusbo? So some want to say that it goes with Rav Nachman that we had that said he would have done it. So he would have done it. So therefore, they started being simach on that. So there's a big machlokes rishayim. The Rambam shita is paskin shulchan aruch. This only works for a talmid chacham. A talmid chacham will understand the concept of shemitah, and he understands what prosbul really does. For him, the rabbanim made an allowance, not Rav Nachman, even before Rav Nachman, that he could do this verbally, because he gets it. But a regular person has to write it down. That's what the Rambam paskins. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Rush says, no, everybody can do it by verbal. Everybody. And the kasha of the Rush is, they say, where did the Rush get it from? Rav Nachman. But the problem is, all Rav Nachman said is, if I could, I would. He didn't. I didn't see an answer to this. They say Tzarechia. But the bottom line is, Rama says that you can be Saimach on that. But L'chatchila, the Bach paskins and others paskin, not to be Saimach on a verbal prosbul, but rather to write it down. Now, if somebody on Erev Rosh Hashanah did it verbally, he didn't write it down, should call his local Orthodox rabbi. Well, yes?
So many entries in the principle. Does that mean not even orally?
Not even orally.
Okay, now, didn't we have this whole thing before with the Shalom of Rashi? Is it, you need, when you give it over to Bezdin, you have to give what? No.
Rashi says that the whole concept of giving your debts to Bezin is a rabbinic takana, whether you hand it physically or you write a principle. That's Rashi Shita. Others try to argue, but we learned Rashi.
Does that have to do with this?
Nothing to do with this.
According to Rashi, Mili is not.
That was included. Why not?
Automatic.
No, it didn't automatic. Rav Nachman said, if I were there, I would have said, you don't have to write. That was a Shiloh. I mean, Rashi said it was automatic, right? Other Rishayim said you would have to do it verbally. Correct. Rashi sheet and Rav Nachman wouldn't even cover this. Rav Nachman said you don't even do up to anything. According to Rashi, right? The Rush says that you can be Mekul. The Ramah Paskins Lakula. Everybody else says to be Machmer. The Chatzkilu, we tell people to Machmer, what happens with the Evid, I don't know. But the Kash is where it came from. Where did this come from? Because even Rav Nachman only said, I would have. He didn't say I did. I didn't see a good answer. Did Arsko address this issue? I don't know if Arsko addresses it or not.
Last question?
Always.
So Rashi says, first we have two things. Number one, that Shalvian Amaze.
Right.
Is it because he's a mace also? Besides things.
Well, why are you saying them? You say them don't lend people money. They're orphans, they're little kids.
Okay, so how about an Omana whose husband died? Her husband died, and people owed him money.
They don't owe him money. It doesn't go to her.
She didn't get a ksuba yet.
Doesn't go to her.
Where does money go to for the.
To the Simon. Wife does not inherit her husband.
She doesn't get first dibs on the.
Again, that's after it's collected. We're talking about collecting the loan. We're nothing to do with the Zamana. Zamana is not a pillar here. Don't think of my advice. Turn around, Bana. I do, Rashi.
Someone could be any age?
We talked about that before you came. Pastas is Ktanim, but it could be theoretically even older than Ktanim. So they're mature enough to take care of themselves. If not, every single human being becomes a Yasin sooner or later. Unless they precede their. Right? Everybody loses their parents. They can be 90 years old. They lost their parents. They're Yasin. I'm doing Rashi right now. Masri Milayu. Gidmus, the Rashi, Geza Deko Katzot. The stump of a cut down date tree, that Geza Mechuba Loritz, and the stump is obviously attached to the limb. Masri Milaya Beloiksi was first of all, Akachom Lechaverim, Aratim Bezen, the Chaybi Masri Lechem, the Gleisi Kozman Sheritzim. It's given over to you that I should be able to collect them whenever I want. Don't think of my bite. Tana Rabban, Ein Le Karka, Lorav Yesh Le Karka. The borrower has no money, but the guarantor has money. Kaisen Allah Prozbo. That's good enough for the Takana, because again, it fits into the majority of loans that there's land available for collection. Loyu Lorav Ein Le Karka, Ulachayev Le Yesh Le Karka. What if the guy himself has no land? The guarantor has no land, or there's no guarantor. But somebody owes the guy money that has land, which would mean Levi owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Ruvay money. Shimon has no land. Levi has land. He owes Shimon money, who owes Ruvay money. Now, the loan between Ruvay and Shimon has no land. The loan between Shimon and Levi has land. The question is, can Ruvay write a principal on Levi's land? Because Levi owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven. Can Reuven write a principal because Levi has land? And since Levi owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven, it's called Shibudah D'Rav Nassan. It's a famous thing that if you owe somebody owes somebody money who owes somebody else money, the party number three owes it really, is Meshubat the party number one, because it carries over. That's the Gemara saying here. Can I please finish the Gemara? L'chayim le'yesh le'karka, kaisun alo prosbul, v'drav nasin. Tani rav nasin every night, l'nish l'chaver, v'chaver, 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 right? V'nai shem v'tzim l'zeb, v'nai shem l'zeb. We can take it directly from 3 to 1. Tamad lo'im, v'nasin l'asha asham lo'i. Give it to the one who's supposed to get the principal. The one who's supposed to get it is Reuven. Even though Levi never talked to Reuven in his life, but since he borrowed from Shimon who owes Reuven, he automatically owes Reuven. The pasuk is this source. This is said over many places in Shatz. You look at the sides, some Sakim, and Kadushim, and Subas, and Baba Kama, in many places. Sorry? It's nothing to do with my Mishlashtim. Nobody's being mocked to anything to anybody. This is a loan. When you owe a loan to somebody, you owe it to him and to whoever he owes as well.
So he doesn't even actually own land, he just has a lien from somebody else.
Again, right. So that's considered as if you had money. Right, correct. Rashi, l'chayiv lo'i lo'ad ha'makar sh'chayiv lo'i l'zeh mana. Somebody else who owes the lo'i v'zeh mana, m'drab nasin, ha'vikar k'levi ha'chayiv l'shimon, m'shubad l'pruzbo sh'ruvein, ha'mal v'shimon. The land of Levi, who owes Shimon, has a lien on it to Ruvein. Because since Shimon owes Ruvein, the lien transfers.
So you could write two principles on the same contract. This
Levi's going to write one and he's going to write one. Shimon's going to write one and Reuven's going to write one. Correct.
So bottom line is, if you didn't have land...
You're back to the question, yeah.
If you didn't have land, that means you can't write a principal.
If the borrower didn't have any land, right, then the malva can't write a principal. No. He's not going that way. He's saying... That,
honestly, Rebbe,
you've been bothered by this for the last 20 minutes. I understand you.
Is this halacha?
Yes, halacha.
So how do kids write postbook? Kids in yeshiva write postbook.
To people that owe money, other kids?
Yeah.
Okay, so this gets involved every year that owns land.
That's true.
Some want to be saying because that. Every year that's Dawud Amos and Eretz Yisrael.
They don't use that in the Gemara.
No, they don't use it in the Gemara. Not here, at least. I don't know. I don't know.
After 120, every person
has money. That's not true. Theoretically. He doesn't own the land, necessarily.
He's using it.
He's borrowing it. It's only for a short time, so it's just a nice... You know what I'm saying? They say it over a bunch of Gedalim. I heard it from Kivager, so we'll say it from Kivager. It was a miser. He didn't want to give any tzedakah. When he died, Chaim Kadisha charged his kids a huge amount of money for the karka. So they came to the Rav of Kivega, they complained. They said, it's not fair. Everybody else pays a fraction of what we pay. But he wants to charge us. Everybody else is renting it for a short period of time. Unfortunately, your father's there permanently, so therefore, he has to pay much more. It's a much more, it's a higher cost. That's supposedly the story goes. Something my right. Rav Shmuel Tanan Hasam. Hashvias Mishametas and Samilva. Bein Bishtar, Bein Shaloi Bishtar. The Mishnah says, whether the loan has a contract written on it, or it's...
No,
I did not. Yes. Tanan Hasam. Hashvias Mishametas and Samilva. Bein Bishtar, Bein Shaloi Bishtar. Shmita has the ability to cancel a loan, whether the loan has a star on it or not, without a principal. Whether it has a star or doesn't have a star. Rav and Shmuel d'Amitavayu. Rav and Shmuel both understood this. That bishtar means star sheyesh b'achrayas nechassim. Shaloi bishtar means star she'ein b'achrayas nechassim. Kolch ke mil v'apeh. They translated the Mishnah to mean that a Shemitah, because this is going to be in contrast to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, so we have to hear one Shemitah, then the other Shemitah. Rav and Shmuel hold that Shemitah cancels all loans, without principal now. Whether the loan had no contract, whether it had a contract that did not include Achrayas, which meant it did not include that he Alin did not say that my lands are Meshubat, or whether it did say the lands are Meshubat. All loans are canceled by Shemitah. The fact that it says my lands are Meshubat doesn't help the halacha of Shemitah. That's what Rav and Shmuel said. Without principal, loans get canceled. And the fact that it said in the Shtar that if I don't pay you by this date, you can come take my land, and my land has a lien on it, and even if I sell my land, you can go follow the land, doesn't make a difference. All loans are canceled. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlach, Kolch ke mil v'apeh. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlach, Rabbi Tavayu, and Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlach live, they said, no. Shtar means Shtar Shei, Be'achrayas Nechassim. Shloi B'Shtar means mil v'apeh. Avishtar Sheyesh Be'achrayas Nechassim, Ein Meshabat. They learned that if the star speaks out the farish, that there's a lien on the land that allows the guy to follow the land no matter where it is, that makes it as if it's collected already. And therefore, you don't need a principal for that kind of a loan. It's only a loan that does not speak it out. Then we say it's not collected yet. You have to collect, and Shemitah doesn't allow you to collect. Without principal, this is pre-principal days. This is the halacha deraisa. Shemitah's mishamet loans. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is saying a chiddush. Having a lien on land specifically stated that says that the lender will be able to follow this land along no matter where it is makes it as if it's already collected, and he does not violate collecting a loan after Shemitah. It's collected already. That specific lien is like it's collected already. Whereas, if there's no specifically mentioned in the Shtar, then it's not like it's collected, and then Shemitah cancels it, unless there's a takana principal. And Rav Shmuel said, no, all loans get canceled. Specific liens do not make a difference. That's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel Rav Yechonah. Now, the Rishonim speak out that we paskin achrayis to a sefer. We paskin that even if it doesn't speak out a lien, it's an automatic in a Shtar. So what does Rabbi Yechonah mean if it has Achrayas and doesn't have Achrayas? So Taisus says that even though Achrayas is an automatic, speaking it out makes it more collected. Without speaking it out, even though halachically speaking he can still follow the field wherever it is, but if it's not spoken out, it's not considered collected. But if it's spoken out in the Shtar that I will follow your field, that gives it a greater strength, and it's considered like it's collected. It's a very chiddush to Gesvara, because the bottom line is you can follow it around anyway. But we paskin achrayis to a sefer. But speaking it out gives it a certain strength of like it's collected, and therefore even biblically speaking, Shemitah doesn't apply to it. That's Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish say. Rav Shmuel says It's not collected. Bottom line is, it's not collected. It's not collected, it's not collected.
How does one collect land?
Doesn't give you the authority to go take it.
You have to go to Bezin.
Well, yeah, usually you go to Bezin, unless the guy's nice enough not to schlep you to Bezin. I mean, the only reason to go to Bezin is the guy denies that he owes you the money or something. If not, what do you... Hello, you owe me money, what do you want to do? Now, if you procrastinate, you go to Bezin. You're not behooved to wait around forever.
What
Yaifu? Who's talking about Yaifu?
No, we had a whole thing. It's Rabbanan. Yeah, Duraisa.
Yeah, this is talking about when Shmita was a Duraisa. Only Rebbe said Shmita was not a Rabbanan. Rabbanan held it to Duraisa. Even as Manazah.
Yeah, Rebbe said no.
Rebbe the Tana said not that way. Okay. That doesn't mean it's the best answer. It means it's one of the answers. There's two answers. I don't pick sides in Gemara. Rashi, I don't know. You were the one that liked the second answer. You said it on your own.
No, the opposite.
You said Hemka Bez and Hemka right away.
No, I said.
I remember.
What I said was, why did you want to have Kibbutz and Hefker? Just say you have to listen to what
we
were both saying. What do you have to
do? That was afterwards. The first thing you said was have Kibbutz and Hefker. We'll have to replay the tape.
I said, first of all, how can you do more
of
what I said?
That's it, Rashi. So, Rashi, she has rise and custom, she shibbled like a Kibbutz. Ain't a mishabba, the kigabi dummy, it's considered collected. Kamoishaka calls Bechaska Samalvahain. It's as if he has it already. Ugwuyas mamish, to be actually collected of Ain Kanchayv. So this is the Machlaikas Rab and Shmuel and Bubbo, and Rebbechim and Rishlakish and Eretz Yisrael.
What does Rab and
Shmuel
say then?
Rab and Shmuel say all loans get canceled biblically.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Fair enough.
How do you
have to
learn the
Mishnah then? They say star means yes achrayas, shloibu star means a star without achrayas.
And if it's oral loan?
That's for sure.
For sure what?
Wait a minute. Rabbi Yechon Rishon is not just the opposite. They learn star means a star without achrayas, and shloibu star means oral. You know, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel. They learn star means contract with Arachrayas. No, but that's simple shot in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel is saying a Kiddush.
This word comes from now that we need to have land behind the.
No,
nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do. Right. Okay, that is my bad. Tanya Kavasa Rebekah and Rishlakish. We have a brisa that supports Rebekah and Rishlakish. Starkhaiv Mishamit and Yeshbech Rais Nechasim ain't a Mishamit. So here you have a brisa that supports Rebekah and Rishlakish. Tanya Idach. If he pointed out, he wrote the boundaries. He said, this is the land that you will collect from. When he borrowed the money, he Sayim means he wrote the parameters.
Delineated
the parameters of one field, Baal Va'asai, Eina Mishamet. Beloyayit, Elafila Kasav Loi, Kol Nechase Achron Barbaim Loch, even if he didn't delineate one, still the halacha is ein mishamet again, like Rav and Shmuel. Rashi saim lo haloi with the malvasa the achas malvasa yichdala, he specified it. Ligvay semenu to collect from it. Saim harabis semenel mitzarel, he showed it the signs and its boundaries. That's kegavim mamish dami. I feel a custom called the chasal achon to like dami gal gavim kolkach. Not as collected, still kisayim. The kisayim,
the law
created mishabbat.
The question is, can the loaf, he said, this is what I want you to take, he litigated over that, right? Could he pay him later with cash?
It depends. Depends how it's worded.
It's already...
Again, I was very careful in the way I answered you. There's something called an apaitiki.
Mm.
If you speak out an apaitiki, you cannot pay him in cash. Apaitiki, you say, this is where you collect. Simlei sadaachas doesn't have to mean that. It might mean, in case you take land, this is the land you should take.
So that's not... How can you give me cash?
Again. The bottom line is, there's a specific piece of land that you have a bigger lien on, so to speak.
But it's not like it's yours.
Every lien is not like it's yours, and yet, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish says it's considered kigavui.
It can be taken away from you if you don't pay, right?
Forget it. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish said a shtar that has an achrayas, Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. It's not yours. Why don't you ask me right away? Why'd you wait till now? If Ben Rosh Lakish said that a shtar that has achrayas, the loan doesn't get canceled. Not yours. Heaven says, because it's there to be collected, it's considered like it's yours for the halacha of Shemitah. Biblically. Again. I'm answering his question. That's all I'm doing now.
Why?
But going back to what I asked before, if they're making this, then it's not Meshamet, so it doesn't...
That's they're making it biblically, it's not Meshamet.
It's not Meshamet because why is it not Meshamet?
Because Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish say that if you have a specific lien specified in the shtar, that's like you collected it already.
So how does that... And that doesn't go with against...
That's the biblical law. That is the Torah. Not intent. This is what the Torah said, according to Yechon Rosh Lakish.
It's not Meshamet ever.
Correct.
Only loans without liens.
No. Only loans where the lien is not specified. Even though there is a lien, I spoke out that even though Achrayus might be taught cipher, but it's not the same as if it's specified. That's what Tysus says.
They don't. You have land, but it doesn't specify. It is Meshubit, but that's
Meshamet. Correct.
Okay, so when we said that principle requires that the borrower owns land, right? Because, why did we say that? Because every loan is based on
not every, most loans have land.
But those loans are not Meshamet.
Only if it's specified in a star. That's not true. I don't know. You just made up a new statistic. I don't know.
Most loans specify a lien?
I don't know, would it?
If it's a substantial loan, I think it would.
It
would be
again, $2,000. The question is it Shriach? You say that that's the Shriach? I don't know, you just made that up.
We go to a Gemach, they want to know what kind of property you own. If somebody owns it in the form, you write outside
the money. I understand. But again, the question is you're making an assumption now to ask a question. You can't do that. You can't make up your statistic and now ask a question. The Gemara says that loans are shkiach to write in a star.
No,
a specific...
It's shkiach that you only loan to people that have car.
But that doesn't mean you write in a star a specific lien on his land. He's asking that most loans have a star that specify liens. That's a made up statistic. Can't make up a statistic to ask a question. Don't think about it. Craven Ravasi, what time is it really? 44. Craven Ravasi, Avalai, who started? I have a custom, I have a custom. The relative of Ravasi had a star that had a Christ the custom written to it. I didn't write a principle. What's the law? So the relative left Ravasi. He went and asked the Shiloh from Rabbi Yechanan. Right? Rav Atzi is a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. So first he went to the Talmud, his relative, and said, no, it's not long, don't worry about it. Went to Rav Yechanan, Amalei Mishamet. So Rav Yechanan said, it is canceled. Also Rav Atzi, look at Rav Yechanan. So Rav Atzi comes over and says, Amalei Mishamet, Eini Mishamet. Amalei Mishamet. So Rav Atzi said, Amar Uda Amar, Eini Mishamet. I was quoting you. You were the one that told me that a star she has back rise and custom is not Mishamet. Yeah. I feel that way, but it's a big difference between holding something and basketing something. You ask me what I think it shouldn't be Mishamet. But we're dealing with a deraisa. At least if you hold Shemitah Mishamet as a deraisa. And even if you hold the Shemitah Mishamet as a Rabbanan, we're dealing with a question of Isser. Of the guy violating an Isser. So I can't be Meku. I'm not ready to be Meku. I can see it. But I'm not ready to be Meku. I'm not ready to be Meku. Just leave it alone. I'm not ready to be Meku. Right? I'm not. So he told him. I hold that way. But not everything you hold. We had this earlier in Dr. Test. If you remember, it was a question with writing a guess with certain types of ink. For Shabbos, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. So he told him, Chishon and Medam Naisa Maisa. Same story, same thing. They had the same Gemara. Meaning Rabbi Yechanan sometimes holds things, but when it comes to Dula Maisa, he's Machmer. Amar Loi Vatanya Kavasa Demar. But they're brises like you. Amar Loi Duma Hi Beishami Huda Mishtara Melug Vizkigavad Dami. Beishami Shita is, the star is considered collected. Beishami holds this way, and therefore according to Beishami, Shtaris are all considered collective. We had it in Yavamas, and I'll explain where we had it in a moment. And therefore, you can't bring me a rye from a Bryce because it might be written by Beim Shammai. I felt that even going to everybody, it's considered collective for Shemitah purposes, but I'm not ready to paskin that way, Lamaisa. Now, where did Beim Shammai say this? Beim Shammai said this to a woman that had kinoy and stira. She had, she was warned. And she went privately into her room, so she had to drink Saitapop. And now, her husband died. She comes to the estate to collect her ksuba. And they say, listen, you're a Saitas, Saitas don't get ksuba. And she said, excuse me, I was ready to drink. Not my fault that my husband died. So it's Machlokes. She's the Maitzi Mechaverai. She's a Suffolk. There's a reason to believe that she was Mazana. He was warned, and she went privately into her room. Enough so that she became usher to her husband till she drinks. Now he happened to die. So now, Beit Shammai says she gets the ksuba, and Beit Shammai says not. And the question is on Beit Shammai to suffer. I might even have a little pariah. Look, Beit Shammai, she has a star. The star is like she has it already. They're taking it away from her. She's not taking it from them. They're taking it from her. Because having a star is like you have it already. And therefore, let me just finish. Therefore, Beit Shammai says his star is collected. Therefore, according to Beit Shammai, his star is collected. For sure, Shemitah is not Mishamet. But in Beit Hill, star is not collected. I said for Shemitah purposes, it is. But I'm not ready to pass it that way, Lamais. Rashi. The Rashi Kraven of Asiyah Amalva Madama Nirbeinu Kumdumun on the Kane. We think that way. Lishamana Rabbi said it. We never heard it. Nasa Maisa Leitzim and Maina be a dime to take away money. Beit Shammai Mesech the Saita. Meitzu Beleim. Actually, shasu b'shabbat erev nightless k'sabasim v'lo shaisus. They can take the ksuba without drinking. I mean, like what's makas shishtar kosher who that karka mishubet
by. Well, the bottom line is the only time we have shemitah is only by verbal, only by an oral law, non-star. Kribe
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Why? What's going to be machmer here? I don't understand. We have a mission that says we have star with the chasim.
The Mishnah says it's Mishamet. Right. And Rabbi Yechon was saying that it is Mishamet. But Rabbi Yechon had said that the Mishnah is not talking about a star with Zacharias.
But this is with Zacharias.
Right. But he wasn't ready to pass it that way, Lamaisa.
Does anybody have time
I be, they cannot borrow or lend without a contract like we have today?
You have Adam.
So the Adam does not count as a shtar.
No, it's not. There's no lien by Adam. Everybody's having a wonderful Sabbath. Sunday morning, 6:30. Hey, Dr. Brain, are there more questions when you're here than when you're not here?